So our first reading today is from the Old Testament. It's the famous laws of God, otherwise known in English as the Ten Commandments. And commandments are the title given to these laws of God. But in the original Bible, the original text, which actually isn't in English or in Chinese, but Hebrew, they're called words in Hebrew. They're simply called words. And some words can sound harsh, like commandments or rules, yet God calls the Ten Commandments words of instruction and wisdom. And I want to explore these words of instruction and wisdom today from our Old Testament reading as words of healing. Healing from God that keeps us from hurt and from harm. God's word of life, which gives healing and hope.
章嘅旧约圣经呢,系出于埃及记,系好出名嘅上帝嘅律法,亦都称为十诫。诫命系上帝呢啲律法嘅名称。但呢啲诫命首次出现喺原文里面。原文呢,系希伯来文,系好简单,只系称为言语。咁诫命呢个字呢,听起嚟呢,可能有时有啲刺耳。但系神称为十诫, 为教导和智慧的话语。今天我们想去探讨一下这些话语。我们读到的旧约圣经里面这些说话是作为医治治愈的话语,是来自神的医治,使我们去免受伤害。神的话语给人得到生命和医治。
Lent is a traditional time of healing. Scripture says that it's by the wounds of Christ that we are healed. And healing, you know, takes time and it takes care. Think about the last time you went in for a procedure to the doctor or to the hospital. You had something done, a surgery. Doesn't it take time? And it takes patience and persistence and care. You know, the same is true for us spiritually in our souls. Christ on the cross is wounded and suffers for us. And by his wounds, we are healed with the care, with the patience, with the purpose of Christ's grace given to us each day by the power of the Holy Spirit.
咁而家係預苦期嘅時間,預苦期係一個治愈医治嘅时候。聖經話我哋因住耶稣基督被钉在十字架嘅伤口而得到医治。治愈係需要时间同埋好好嘅护理。試想下如果你上次係有生病啊,唔舒服啊,或者做个手术嘅时候,係需要时间,需要休息, 慢慢去更新,先至慢慢可以感觉返係好嘅。咁喺我哋灵性上面呢,亦都係一样。基督喺十字架上面为我哋受伤受苦,因为佢嘅鞭伤我哋得到医治。每日藉住圣灵嘅能力所赐予嘅耶稣嘅恩典,同埋佢嘅照顾去医治我哋。
In our Old Testament reading today, God speaks these words of healing to us. They are words of healing, which take time and take care to apply to our lives. Our Old Testament reading is from Exodus chapter 20. The word Exodus is related to the word exit. God's people have exited or left Egypt. Exodus chapter 20 begins with these words. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
咁喺我哋今日读到嘅旧约圣经里面，上帝讲出咗医治呢一个说话，呢啲话语，呢啲疗伤嘅治愈嘅话语系需要时间同埋细心去学习，并且系可以应用喺我哋嘅生活里面。 我哋读到嘅旧约圣经系出埃及记嘅第20章。出埃及记呢个词呢，其实系有退出呢个词系有关嘅。神嘅子民呢已经系离开退出咗埃及。出埃及记20章一开始就咁样讲：我系耶和华你的神，会将你从埃及呢个地方为奴之家退出，领你出嚟。
This refers to the events of the Exodus in the book of Exodus, how God delivered or exited his people from Egypt. Now for us as Christians, God has delivered us from the slavery of sin and death in and through Jesus Christ. Jesus undergoes his exodus, or literally exit from death, by rising to new life. God raises Jesus from the dead. And through faith in Jesus, we pass over death to new life, all through faith in Jesus. By his wounds, the wounds of Christ, we are healed.
上帝怎样将他子民由奴役里面在埃及里面拯救出来，对我们基督徒来讲，神在耶稣基督里面是透过耶稣基督将我们从罪和死亡的奴役里面也拯救我们出来。耶稣经历了他的出埃及记，字面的意思是他死在十字架上，并且从死里面复活，从生命里面退出。 他使到耶稣从神，使到耶稣从死里面复活，藉着对我们对耶稣的信仰，我们由死亡去进入永生。当我们离开今生的时候，我们就会进入到永生里面。这一切都在耶稣基督里面，亦都是透过耶稣藉着他的伤口，耶稣基督的伤口，我们才得到医治，得到永生。
These words of God, what we often call the Ten Commandments, begin with the words of God who says he delivers us in Jesus from sin and death to everlasting life. The words of God, these Ten Commandments also start with God with these words, I am the Lord your God. And in baptism, God has put his name on us. I am the Lord your God. We're baptized into Christ's death, into his new life.
神吩咐这一切的话语， 亦都就是我们成日都讲的十诫，赐于神在耶稣里面将我们从罪恶和死亡里面拯救出来，并且获得宽恕和永生。神的话语就是我们所讲的十诫，亦都是从神开始，是用这句话来这么讲：我是你的神，你的主，在洗礼里面，神将他的名放在我们的身上。我是主，你的神。我们已经受洗归入基督的死，
God is our God and we are his people. This is how the Bible describes our relationship with God. We're adopted by grace in Jesus Christ. And as family of God, as family in faith in Jesus, this is how we approach our Old Testament reading today from Exodus chapter 20. As family of faith with God, our loving Father, how we approach the Ten Commandments. God spoke all of these words to his family, to his children. It's family talk to his daughters and sons of faith, words of life and words of healing.
上帝是我们的神，我们是他的子民。圣经也都将我们描述为上天父上帝的儿女孩子，因为基督的恩典而被他的收养，成为他的子女，作为神的家庭，信仰基督的家庭。 这也是我们今日阅读旧约出埃及记第二章，我们这样去看得到，作为一个信仰我们慈爱天父上帝的这个家庭，我们就是这样，也是这样去看十诫，神向他的家人、他的子女、他的孩子、他的儿女去讲了这些所有充满信心、生命和医治的话语。
In my teaching and in pastoral work over the years, I've often heard the accusation or the suspicion or even affirmation sometimes that Christianity is really about laws and commandments and do's and don'ts. And there's some truth to this. The Ten Commandments tell us what to do. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. We should not say false or hurtful things about others. This is all true. But the Bible says that the law is much deeper than that. It's actually written in our hearts. That's where it is. We all fall short of this law, our conscience, of these commandments deep down in us, the will of God. And that's ultimately not really what our faith is about. It's not about our faults or our mistakes. We focus, as scripture says, on Christ crucified. To be Christian, right? To be Christian Christ, to have Christ in us. Christ who suffered and died on the cross for our sins. It's by his wounds we are healed. That's really what our faith is all about, healing and life in Jesus Christ.
牧师提到很多时候都听到有些人去指责、怀疑，甚至说基督教是关于律法的，是讲我们重视我们应该做和不应该做的什么事情。 咁事实上十诫的确话俾我哋知道，我哋身体系圣灵嘅殿，我哋唔应该对其他人讲虚假或者伤害嘅说话，呢啲都系真嘅。但系正如圣经所讲，呢啲律法系写我哋心上边，唔系话嚟指责我哋，亦都系唔系话提我哋，等我哋知道我哋达唔到啲律法。呢啲咧其实真系上帝嘅旨意，亦都唔系净系我哋信仰嘅最终目的。正如圣经所讲，我哋关注被钉喺十字架嘅基督，成为基督徒，我哋就系要望向指向基督。基督为我哋嘅罪受苦受死喺十字架上边，就系藉住基督呢一个伤口，我哋先能够得到痊愈。呢个就系我哋信仰嘅全部，我哋信仰嘅重点。耶稣基督嘅医治同埋佢嘅生命。
There's much need for healing, healing of body, healing of mind, healing of emotions. There's so much brokenness and pain in us and everywhere. That's why God speaks all of these words to us ultimately, what we call the Ten Commandments, to speak to us of the brokenness of sin and the brokenness of the world around us. Sin which cuts to the heart when we fail, cannot even come close to fully loving God and loving our neighbor. And healing begins, right, with the realizing that we're sick spiritually and in need.
咁的确系有非常多嘅事情系需要医治，身体要康复，心灵嘅治愈，情绪嘅康复，情绪嘅去治愈，罪恶带嚟好多嘅破碎同埋痛苦，佢系无所不在。呢、这个就系点解神讲出咗呢一啲话语，呢、这个我哋称之为十诫，向我哋讲罪嘅破碎同埋呢个世界嘅破碎，罪令到我哋系非常之心痛，甚至冇办法完全爱神或者爱我哋自己嘅邻居、我哋嘅邻舍。治愈系始于认识到、明白到我哋自己的确系有生病，的确系有罪，而且系需要去接受医治。
That's why God speaks all of these words to us to make us experience deep down the sickness and deep need of sin in our very being. There are 10 commandments, and 10 is a complete or whole number in the Bible. It stands for completeness, 10. And we realize that we are completely and fully in sin to the point of completely and fully falling into death for not keeping God's word.
这个就是为什么神讲出这一切的话语，是为了等我们在内心深处体验到罪的疾病和痛苦。有十诫，十在圣经里面是一个完整的数字，十是时时都是意味着所有是彻底完全的。我们是彻底完全的犯了罪，所以是彻底完全的要接受死亡。
Ten is that complete and full number in the Bible, and God speaks all of these words, Ten Commandments, to fully and completely point to our sin, yes, but to also point to Jesus. In the Bible, Jesus is called the Word of God. Jesus is the perfect Ten, the perfect one who completely and fully and wholly dies on the cross for our sin, for our death, who gives his life for our eternal life.
十在圣经里面是一个完整完美的数字，神吩咐这一切的话，十诫是完全彻底将我们引向带向耶稣。在圣经里面，耶稣被称为神的道，耶稣是完美的，祂就是神的道，祂为了我们的罪，为了我们去死，是完全的 完整的，是为我们死在十字架上面。耶稣为了我们的永生是完全彻底献上了他自己的生命。
And just as the number 10, at least still in English, usually refers to a perfect, right? Or in sports, a perfect 10. Jesus perfectly keeps every word, 10, every command, 10, every, will of God, 10, fully. Instead of stealing, right? Jesus gives his life even for his enemies. Instead of coveting, Jesus is jealous for you. And he loves you and gives you mercy and wholeness and peace. Jesus fully, completely. Number 10 is God's word fulfilled.
正如十这个字，咁好多时呢，十呢是代表意味着完美一样。耶稣是完美的、完全的遵守上帝每一句话、律法和命令。 佢冇为相反于偷窃咧，耶稣甚至为佢嘅敌人咧系献出自己嘅生命。相反于贪图，佢系赐俾我哋怜悯、平安、完整、完美。耶稣系完全嘅应验咗神嘅话。头先牧师提到，无论所有嘅事情，耶稣每一件事做到咧，都系得到十，系完美嘅。
You know, some words can sound harsh like commandments, yet God calls the Ten Commandments words of instruction and wisdom. There are perfect ten in Jesus Christ. The Ten Commandments then are words of healing in Jesus, healing from God, which keeps us then from hurt and harm in a broken world. By the wounds of Christ, we are healed.
有些字呢，初初听来好像有些词义这样，譬如说戒命啦。咁但係其实神经十戒係为教导同埋智慧嘅话语。十戒喺耶稣里面呢係完美嘅，所以称为十戒。十戒係医治嘅话语，係嚟自神嘅医治，使到我哋免受伤害，藉住耶稣嘅伤口我哋得到医治。
Now, if you don't remember all ten commandments, you should remember two.Jesus sums up them by two, to love God and to love our neighbor. You know, we need healing in our lives in both areas, right? Of brokenness with God, our relationship, and with each other, our relationship. And when it comes to our life with God, how can we call on God's name more in every thanksgiving and every need to really call on God? It's often to fall into the opposite of the brokenness of complaints and grievances.But what about the open-ended offer from God, who heals us by always hearing us and always guiding us?
如果你唔记得所有嘅十戒咧，你应该记住耶稣帮助我哋将佢哋归纳为两点，两个重点：爱神同埋爱我哋嘅邻舍。我哋嘅生活需要喺两方面都得到医治，我哋与神嘅关系同埋我哋与其他人彼此嘅关系。当讲到我哋与神同在嘅生活嘅时候，我哋点样先能够喺每次感恩同埋每次需要更多去呼求神多啲呢？点样以佢嘅名去求神去带领我哋呢？通常好容易陷入抱怨或者委屈，以为自己受到委屈呢一个陷阱。但系上帝总系无论何时都系聆听去倾听我哋，并且系引导我哋嘅。
And it's easy to take what we even do on Sunday for granted, but the Bible calls this a Sabbath day of rest, the third commandment, as the word of God affirms that God's word would fully give us rest and peace and wholeness. When it comes to our relationships with each other, God speaks to us today all of these words of healing. And which relationships in our lives, right, could use a little healing?Where can we support and encourage one another more? With whom can we stop fighting or ignoring and show the most excellent way of sacrifice?
即使是星期日，今日我们很多时候呢都认为是理所当然的。今日每个星期日是一个安息日，正如上帝的诫命和话语所确认一样。上帝的话语是将今日是完全的赐给我们所有和得到平安。当讲到我们彼此的关系的时候，神今天对我们讲了所有这些治愈的话语，我们在生命里面有什么关系是需要一些去医治的呢？一些去补救的呢？我们可以在哪方面去互相的支持和鼓励呢？我们能够跟哪个可以停止去争斗或者忽视他们呢？寻求最优秀的方式，希望等我们自己是怎样去继续的去赋予和去牺牲呢？
God spoke to us all these words of healing, healing ultimately found in and through Jesus Christ, who fully and completely in perfect ten keeps God's commandments for us, who gives us these words of healing for our lives, that God's word brings healing.
神讲了所有这些医治的话语，在耶稣基督里面又再次的是完美的，耶稣每一样都是做到得到十分的，是最好的。在耶稣基督里面我们是找到医治，他完全彻底为我们遵守了上帝所有的诫命。因为他给到神的话语和医治的力量，神的话语是带来医治。
The opposite of healing is fighting, and fighting like actual fighting, like in the Bible, Cain killing his brother Abel. Cain uses no words. It's just this force, no language. Fighting like that is illiterate. It's senseless. It's chaos. Use your words. This is what we tell little children instead of hitting each other. Use the words that God gives us for healing. That's what God our Father tells us to his children who often harm each other, to use the words of God to heal. God spoke all these words to bring order and meaning and purpose to our lives.
斗争呢就好似实际嘅战斗一样，好似该忍受死佢嘅兄弟，伯一样，佢唔系用任何嘅话语，佢只系用好残忍嘅蛮力，咁样嘅战争呢，咁样嘅斗争呢，系非常之愚昧，系冇意义，非常之混乱嘅。用我哋自己嘅话语嚟讲呢，就好似老师话俾我呢度打交嘅小朋友听，叫佢哋唔好咁样啦，唔好再打啦。但系用神嘅话语嚟讲，就系上帝话俾我哋知道呢啲互相小孩子嘅话语呢，系用神嘅话，神吩咐我哋一切嘅话语，等到我哋可以得到生活，带嚟秩序、意义同埋目的。
When we use and apply God's word, his Ten Commandments, his perfect way of living for our lives, we find a path to wholeness, even a good life. We find contentment in all circumstances, find happiness in giving, even sacrifice. We don't grow weary in doing good. We see each new day as a day of opportunity that God speaks these words to us, that he is our God, that there is healing for us in Christ.
当我们使用并且应用神的话语，祂的十诫的时候，我们就找到通过完整美好生活的这个道路。在任何情况之下都能够得到满足，就算在付出甚至牺牲里面，都是寻找到快乐。就算去行善，也都不觉得是厌烦，是觉得是很应该。而且看到每一个新的日子，都是神向我们讲出所有这些话，这些话语的日子。祂是我们的神，从基督里面我们得到医治。
阿们。
阿们。